My mind is still, in my mind, I'm still thinking about time. And I'm thankful this morning for this little bit of time that we have, these few short hours that we've been able to set aside, that we've taken advantage of, to be here together, to sing and pray, and to be encouraged of the Lord. May the Lord help us to make the most of our time and to make the most of this time. Lord, help us all. I feel incapable this morning, so I'm counting on your prayers that the Lord would be with us to share this little thought that he has given us. So y'all pray for us, please. Read my writing. The thought this morning, the title is His Everlasting Mercy. I'd like to begin with a couple scriptures in Lamentations. Lamentations chapter 3, starting there at verse 22. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." Something we speak of often, that is mentioned often, that maybe we have quite a few conversations about, is the things going on around us. And we won't go into a lot of detail there. I feel like most here kind of know the chaos that is around us. But my question to you is this morning, in the midst of all that chaos and all that noise, do you ever feel like you're about to be consumed? Do you ever feel that things are pressing down on you, and that if another few minutes goes by, that things are just so dark and desolate that consume might be in your near future? Well, this is Jeremiah speaking here. Jeremiah, if you read the verses here in the beginning of the chapter before verse 22, Jeremiah speaking, and it looked like he was in a very dark place. Now, there is some questioning maybe the particulars of these verses, that maybe he was speaking on behalf of himself, or maybe he was overlooking the ruins of the city. But regardless, he was speaking on behalf of the people. But the verses before show us that Jeremiah was in a place in his life that it would have been easy to feel that he was about to be consumed. The verses before, just kind of to go through them, some of these verses, Jeremiah says that he was in affliction. Now, whether or not he was being literal or these were metaphors, but he was in affliction. He found himself in a place of darkness. His flesh and skin were old, broken bones. He was in a dark place. There were times in his life of what he was seeing, he felt walled in. He felt closed in. He felt like he was bearing heavy chains, that he was under the weight of something that was on him, and he referred to that as heavy chains. His prayers, he didn't feel like his prayers were being heard. And maybe even in his heart, he was feeling bitterness from what he was seeing and from what was around him. And I think about those, and some of those things are way deeper and darker than anything I've experienced. But I can see from what Jeremiah is bringing out here of how it would be easy to look at that type of situation and to look at all those dark and solemn things and begin to feel I feel like the end is about here. I feel like I am about to be consumed. But as verse 22 says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Now again, think of all the tough places that you have been in your life. And some of them maybe we can all relate to, but we each have our own individual experiences in tough places in life and dark places in life. And those places in life when we feel like things are coming against us so hard that we don't know if we're going to be able to take another step or to breathe another breath, that it's almost more than we can take. But I want us to be encouraged this morning that it is by the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. We as a people of God this morning are not consumed. And that's what I want. I want us to focus on that for just a little bit. That no matter how dark it is out there, no matter what's going on out there, we as a people of God, a people where we had given our hearts to the Lord, and the Lord has us, and the Lord has us in the palm of His hand, and we allow Him to lead us and guide us. We should all be able to sit here this morning and raise our hand and say, thank the Lord, because of His mercy and because of His love, I am not consumed this morning. This world has... I might be affected and feel the influences of this world, but me, I am the Lord's. He has me. He has me held so tight with His love in His arms. Thank the Lord, I am not consumed. And as a people of God, to reiterate, we are not consumed this morning. And I want us, with the Lord's help, to get a hold of that. And I tell you, when I think about that, just to kind of paint a picture in your mind, this is kind of how I see myself. You know, I think of the world, and I think of everything going on around it, and I think of myself in the center, and I think of God's people here in the middle of all this chaos and all this noise. And at any given time, every evil, things of evil, people that do evil things, and spirits of evil are constantly pressing in against us. That's the battle we face as Christians. That's what we're up against, is evil. Evil men doing evil things. But here we are in the center of this universe or of this world, and evil just constantly, just pressing in against us. But the Lord's mercy, if we are, because of the Lord's mercy, we are surrounded. If you can think about a wall of protection, that is His mercy, that He is looking out for us, that keeps all that at bay. And I think about how we are not consumed because of that. Because of His mercy, that we are recipients of it, and that we experience. But that if you can in some way, and Lord, pray this never happen, and it never will, because the promises He has given us, if you can extract or take away that mercy at any given time, and take away that wall of protection, how fast we would be consumed. How fast it would be the end. But because of His mercy, we are not consumed. It is because of His mercy we are who we are. It is because of His mercy we can do what we do. It is because of His mercy that we can think and we can function and we can live our day-to-day lives. It is because of His mercy that we are here this morning, enjoying each other's company, enjoying the company of the Lord, enjoying His Spirit in our services and the encouragement we get from these songs and we hear the prayers and we offer up prayers and we pray for people and we see answers to prayers and we see healings and this whole experience is because of the Lord's mercy. And I want us to get a hold of that also. We are who we are. We do what we do only because of the Lord's mercy. Thank the Lord for His mercy. I think of being a recipient of His mercy. And the verse says His compassion. And I've had those experiences where I feel His mercy. I feel His love in my life. I think about, we'll mention it again. I think about prayers. You know, when our prayers go up and the Lord hears our prayers, that He takes those prayers and holds those close to His heart. It's because of mercy. I'm one that likes to connect with things in nature. Things in nature, I am able to, as many of you are able to see God in the things of nature. Think of a beautiful sunset or a beautiful sunrise, and how if you stop and take the time to think about that and who created that, then it gets your mind to thinking of how good God is and what He is allowing you to be part of. And then maybe your mind goes to that relationship that you have with Him as you're sitting there and you're taking all that in. I think about the song, How Great Thou Art, and how well that song explains the goodness of God. And as you sit there and you take all of that in and you meditate on those things, it is because of His mercy that we are able to even think about the love of God, and that we are able to feel the love of God. I think about how He shows mercy in ways of physical touches. How many times have you seen someone come up and sit on these altars and be anointed, and we plead before the Lord and we offer up prayers for individuals? And so many times we have seen the Lord come down and touch and heal, and we prayed, Lord, have mercy. How many times have we prayed for our children who have been in a dark place in their life and sickness and older adults? We pray for our children to be, Lord, have mercy. And so many times the Lord extends mercy. Thank the Lord for His mercy. But then I think about it this way. So much of what we have mentioned is me in this physical body feeling something from the Lord. Stay with me. It's me experiencing these things from the Lord in this physical body. I have healings. I realize the Lord has shown me mercy. He has extended mercy to me. I see Him in things in nature, and it makes my mind think on things of Him and the relationship I have with Him. And thank you, Lord, for your mercy. How many prayers has He heard? Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Now, all of that is me in this flesh, in this body, feeling that connection. It goes so much deeper than that. It goes so much deeper than what this physical body feels and sees and experiences of the Lord's mercy. Lord, help us to understand. Thank the Lord for His mercy and those things that we feel. But true mercy, it gets deeper. It gets more serious. I'd like to look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. Thank the Lord that in this body and as we live this life and in this world, we can experience, we are under and in the Lord's mercy, if we can say it that way and if it makes sense. But let's look at what it can be or what it is and how much deeper it can get. Ephesians 2 and 4. But God, who is rich in mercy. This tells me right here that we're serving a God that is not limited, that he doesn't have just a little bit of a supply of some mercy to give each and every one. But it says, God who is rich in mercy, that God that is filled, that is overflowing, that is abundant in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Even when we were dead in sins. This is where mercy really comes into play. Thank the Lord for all this mercy that we experience living here on this earth. But stop and think about what this really means. A God that was rich in mercy, I was dead in my sins. Even when we were dead in sins, he hath quickened us together with Christ. I'm going to ask a question I know you already know, and you already know the meaning of. But can we this morning somehow get a hold of what that really means? That he hath quickened us with Christ? That he hath joined us with Christ? And how special that is to be able to be a part of? But if it wasn't for his mercy, that I would still be dead in my sins. That I was born of this world, I was born into this world, and I was born of sin. But because he is a God, an almighty, powerful, holy God that is rich in mercy and has extended that to me, I no longer have to be dead in my sins. I can be alive and I can be joined with Christ. Therefore, I am not consumed. Therefore, as a child of God, as a people of God, we are not consumed. My soul is not consumed. The things of this world will come against us. We will be affected by the things that we see, by the things that we hear, by the things that just the influences that are all around us. Yes, we feel those things. But we have something so much more powerful that we can look to. Something that is so much greater than the things of this world. We have something so precious within our soul. And no matter how bad things get, no matter how scary things get, no matter how dark things get, we as a people of God, when I'm talking about my soul, we are not consumed. We cannot be consumed if we have the Lord on our side because of his mercy. I think about the three Hebrew children being thrown in the fiery furnace. You know, that was something physical that they had to deal with. Something that kind of came against them, a little bump in their road. You know, we're going to have bumps in their road, in our roads. You know, and we might even be thrown in a fiery furnace sometime. You know, and sometimes somebody in the world might come along and they might crank the heat up on the furnace. And we might feel that. And yes, we're going to feel things. But were the three Hebrew children touched?
Were they burned? No. Why? Because they had the Lord on their side and He showed them mercy with His love and with His compassion. I think about Job and all. Remember what Job went through? You remember all the things that he faced and all the grief that he faced and all the things that he lost in his life? But the Lord said, no, you can do all these things. The Lord allowed those things to happen in Job's life. But you can't take his life. You can't touch his core. You can't touch what really matters. You can't touch his soul. You can't have him. We're going to face some tough places too, just like Job did. And yes, we're going to be tempted to be discouraged and to fret and to worry. And it is so easy to do. I can assure you that I am not standing up here saying these words coming from a place where these things never happen in my life. I've had my share of grief. We all have. We've had our shares of worries and what's going to happen next and how much worse can it get and how much darker can it get and what happens if this person does this or if this person does this and what if this law changes here and I got to start doing this, and the list goes on and on. But we are people who are not consumed. I'm saying this over and over, but this is what I feel like the Lord wants us to drive home this morning. We are not consumed because we serve a God who is rich in mercy. He is rich in mercy. Verse 23 in Ephesians says, "They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." Not only do we serve a God that is rich in mercy, but it continues to get better. They are new every morning. Every morning. Do you know what that means? That means when you wake up tomorrow morning, you're still going to be extended mercy. As a child of God, the Lord is still going to extend you mercy, and we can still receive that mercy. And when you wake up the next day, and when you wake up the next day, and when you have to go to work the next week, and when you face those tough things next week, and next month, and on, if the Lord allows time, His mercies are new every morning. Again, it didn't say that, child, here's some mercy for you. Take part of this mercy, and I have a plate of mercy, and I can use up this mercy a little bit at a time, and I have to be careful because I don't want to run out of the Lord's mercy. It's nothing like that. Lord, thank the Lord that His mercies are new every morning. This is where everlasting comes into play. They're everlasting. Something that we can take advantage of and partake in every single day of our lives going forward. Are you a recipient of the Lord's mercy? Do you? I am almost sure that everyone here at some point of their lives has felt the mercy of the Lord. You have felt those things coming against you in your life, and you have felt His mercy and intervention. But Lord, help us as we go forward through this life that in our minds, every day when we wake up, that His mercies are new every morning to me. That I understand that, and that I dwell and that I live and that I think on that. That I wake up every morning and that I purpose to be satisfied and replenished with His mercy every day. Every day that His mercy is new, that I be replenished in that mercy. And that has a part in my life. Lord,
Lord, help us to know that we are not consumed. We are a people that have something that so many in the world don't know what we have. We are a blessed people. We are so blessed. The Lord has mercy. The Lord has extended mercy with time. He extends mercy to all. But there is something so special about being a child of God and to be able to rest assured that no matter what comes your way, that you are the Lord's and nothing can touch you. Again, no matter how hot the furnace gets, nothing can touch you. I'd like to read a few more scriptures in closing. Psalm 100, 5 verses. Let's read these verses. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Are we a joyful people? Lord, help us to be a joyful people. Lord, help us to be a happy people, to understand what we have and what the Lord has done for us and what He is doing for us. Serve ye the Lord with gladness. Are we serving with gladness this morning? Do we serve the Lord with long faces? Do we walk around depressed with our heads hanging down? Or do we walk around, and I don't mean to go off on another path here, but do we walk around with a smile on our face, letting our light shine? Yes, we go through tough places in life, but Lord, help us through that, through those tough places, that we still recognize His love and His goodness. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Again, this is where everlasting comes into play. We have served a God, as we heard this morning, that has been, always was, that He created this thing called time. He injected, and we are part of this little space here with time, and we're injected somewhere in the middle. And this, from the beginning of time up till now, the Lord has been so good. Just so good to all those who have gone before us. This truth that we have, that has been passed on down to us. For all our loved ones that labored so hard in the gospel. For pastors that have served us and that have served the Lord and gone on. You know why? You know how all that was able to be? Because of the Lord's mercy. That all happened because the Lord allowed it, and because He is rich in mercy. And the Lord wants to share with us. He wants to share His richness, His mercy, His love with each and every one of us. It is because of His mercy that I can come here and I can sing and I can pray, and that I can have a relationship, that I can be connected to Christ and be a part of Christ. No greater thing in this world can ever take place than His Son coming to this earth to die for me and to die for you. It's all because of His mercy. I think it's just one of those things that God is well known for. It's just One of those words that we give him. He has a bunch of them. And it's one of those ones that it's just so easy to throw out there and label God that he's a God of mercy, and I know he has mercy, and I know he extends us mercy. But Lord, help us to really understand that everything that has happened, everything, if the Lord allows time, that is going to happen, me being able to continue in my walk with the Lord and have a relationship with him and continually draw closer to him and learn more of him, and one day being able to have the opportunity to see him in heaven, is only going to happen because of the Lord's mercy. By his mercies, we are not consumed. Thank the Lord, we are not consumed. And because of his mercy, I have an experience with the Lord, and you can have that experience with the Lord, and he wants you to have that experience. And he is willing. He is willing. He is a God of love, a God of mercy, and he is willing to extend that mercy to each and every one of us today. If we will just present ourselves before him, come to him with an open heart, if we have not done that, if we have not committed and given our hearts to the Lord, it's because of his mercy that we can do that. It is because of his mercy that we can come before him and plead our case and pour out our heart before him. And if we have done that in our life, it is because of his mercy that we can continue on in that relationship. Lord, help us to be aware and accept the mercy that he has to offer us. Amen.